We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God. Be revived.
Hallelujah. Father, I was just saying, you are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords. Merciful and faithful, the King of all who sits on the throne. Eshe o baba mo kan so fi pe eshe mo dupe lowo yin e ma se gidi eshe gan eshe o. Thanksgiving to him, thanksgiving to you, thanksgiving to the throne of God, thanksgiving to you who sits on the throne, thanksgiving for the things around the throne, thanksgiving to the economy of the throne, thanksgiving to you because of revealings of the things that concern your kingdom, your authority. We are seeing your blueprint, you are seeing your true color. You are indeed a savior. Thank you, Father, for saving. The ability of our throne to redeem, to save. Thank you, Father, for the capacity of our God. God, the repairer, the builder, the maker, as against the destroyer. Thank you for sending your son, the great high priest, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your angels that in ages walked with you, walked for you. Now serving Jesus, serving the new cause. Thank you today. I'm asking for blessing. Can you make me a blesser again, more than before? Open the door of an impactor of blessing at a greater measure. I want to be able to bless. I just want them to be blessed. I want them to come out well. After today's meeting, they will come out well better than before. Your person will be known. Your name will be glorified. In Jesus' name. Can we shout hallelujah? How many of you are blessed today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Osho, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Anoint me. Release me. Send me. Amen. Help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Open your Bible quickly. Say amen. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise him forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Amen.
I want to whet your appetite today. Amen. And I want to amen. Hebrews chapter 2. I'll read from verse 5. For unto the angels that he not put to in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Praise God. Whereof we what, my brother? We speak. Hallelujah. So, the world that is not yet, that is present, this present world. Having loved this present world, the man has departed. So there are two present world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The one the man has loved. Praise God. and the ones that are in the hands of angels. Pastor, I hope I'm in alignment, sir. Amen. And God wants to do something for someone here. God wants to show goodness and kindness for somebody here. God wants to bless somebody here. God wants to turn around the life of somebody here. Are you blessed? Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Are you blessed today? Amen. So, to which of the angels that he, unto the angels, you know, put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. So, hallelujah. Amen. Well, you can see angels speaking. They are world, not so. Angels speak in their world. For if the word spoken by angels. So angels speak, and angels are still speaking. And the word they spoke was steadfast. Amen. So that's why sin was steadfast. That was why sin was what, sir? So to see chapter 1, verse 3, we'll be in the brightness of his glory. No, verse 2. In these last days, God, hallelujah, has spoken to us by his Son. He's spoken to us. Whom he had appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the world. Amen. So, God speaking to us by his Son. The Bible says, being the brightness of his glory, express image of his person, of upholding all things. Not so?
Yes, sir.
By what? Word of his power. So, word of his power. Not so, sir? When he had by himself purged that which was steadfast. Yes, you're right, sir. So our sins was we being committed to the seed. And the power of the devil. So you can see, he that committed sin is of the devil. So these are our sins here. Is not what we have done or the sins we have committed. I'm taking it. Is what makes us always to sin. Is that also my pastor? That was what Jesus... So it was not forgiveness here. It's more than forgiveness. It's actually the removal of the anomaly that is an engineering of sin. That power of sin. What causes you to commit sin? Is a sin. So that's what Jesus purged from the throne. He purged it in heavens. Use altars to remove them. Amen. To abolish them, end them. So what remains is the ones in us. He hasn't purged the one in us. He cannot purge the one in us except we allow him to purge it. No sin is present without your cooperation. So when they talk about sin, is now more than mistakes, errors. It actually revolve and involve the issue of what life you have chosen. So ability to say, okay, I'm removing this life. For you to get to that place where you say, okay, I no longer want your life. It has to raise me. So Jesus has to develop us to a place where our life, everybody say our life.
Our life.
You've gotten to a place where you have stature to agree with Jesus on the issue of removing the sin from you. If you don't have stature and you say, Lord, I am ready, you won't yield to the ministry of the purging of our conscience. Are you getting me? From dead works to serve the living God. It's not possible. So Jesus has to do that. So he has to purge. He will purge. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Now Jesus upholding all things by his power. See that, sir? So Jesus had power and strength to remove all things that belonged to the steadfastness of an angel that fell. So those things Satan speak is as if they will not be removed. But they will be removed. Now you cannot see it being removed, but is being shaken. You can't see it. Now, by the reason of he, praise God, that has access to something more superior than what angels possess. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. So you can see the ministry of the blood is a... Thank you. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, you have come to the blood thus sprinkling that speaketh better things. Now what, sir? That the blood of Abel. Can we say that again? The blood of who? Sprinkling that speaketh. Is a present continuous. Speaketh better things than what, sir? Than the blood of Abel. Amen. Sprinkling of the word are for things. Is to speak things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel tried, but is not speaking excellent things that the blood of the Son of God speaketh. Thank you, Jesus. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. See that he refused not him that speaketh. If they escape not, who refuse him that spake from earth? On earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Not so. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he had promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. This word yet once more signifies the removing of those things that are shaken. Shaken, they're shaken. Amen. That is, as of the things that are made. So some things were made. Satan made sins. He made things. You get me?
Yes,
you get on right, you see?
Yes,
there were original things, but there were things that were made. There were things that, what, my brother? That ought to what? Be removed. Yes, sir. They need to remove them. But I love the word shaken. Means God, the thing is shaken. It's not firm. But to you, it's steadfast. Now, for you to know that, for example, for men to believe that, oh, somebody can be holy and may not sin, is a difficult thought. We are not all perfect. Am I communicating to you? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's because of the steadfastness of sin. But there is another who has brought what? A stronger, he has brought a stronger ministry that produces things that are both sure and steadfast and cannot be removed. Those things are made. Is anybody who will say to me? I love the word made. Made. So Satan used his anointing that was polluted. His oil was polluted. His anointment, that means of anointing. Anointing means an ointment. That's the word anointing. It is what, my brother? An ointment. So oil naturally is different from an ointment. An ointment is a mixture of oil and solid. So that's, we call it anointing. So that word anoint means rub. That's what anoint, meaning rub it or rub up. To rub oil, to anoint. So you use an ointment to anoint. So Satan's anointing was polluted by his things. Satan created a thought that was alien to the law, or law of God. The sin is the transgression of the law. You agree with me? So when Satan's sin, his anointing became polluted. Remember that place in Proverbs or Ecclesiastes that says a little folly is equal to dead flies. Where? Dead flies causes the ointment of the apothecary to send forth what? So something enter into his oil. And he began to stench another kind of smell that God didn't make it. A different composition. Everything about him became polluted. Inward, outward, everything. So you can see that oil can be polluted. Only we are corrupted. So when we say the spirit of this world is the oil upon him that goes everywhere, that spirit can travel. He said, we have not received the spirit which is of this world. Give me 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is there. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So Pastor, where spirit leaves Satan. Satan too is a giver of spirit. How many of you believe that, sir? Oh, Satan can what, sir? What enter into Judas is a spirit. So when that spirit enter, who entered? Satan. Who filled Ananias and says, how has Satan filled thy heart? It's a spirit. So you have to resist the devil. So when you are resisting Satan, you're actually resisting his things. You are resisting spirits. So, Pastor, like fiery darts of the wicked is a spirit. You can quench them. Shield of faith can what, sir? Quench them. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So things Satan made, you can see, sir. God made things. Satan made his own. Sir, Satan took time. Hallelujah. To pervert and twist. It took substances from within him, things God gave to him, and he turned them. How did he turn them? He used his desire. You know, he changed his desire through his own will. And when his desire brought stains that could pollute his wisdom, he was able to corrupt his wisdom. He was able to corrupt his life. He was able to corrupt his spirit. He was able to corrupt all the things God gave to him. Your field, thy heart was lifted up because of your beauty. thou hast. His beauty, because of his beauty, that lifted up his heart. Meaning the heart was supposed to be at a place. And when the heart was lifted up, he corrupted his wisdom by the reason of his, brightness. Somebody is bright is intelligent. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before the kings that they may behold thee. You have defiled your sanctuaries. Say that to me. Say that. What do they mean by defiling your sanctuaries? Sanctuary means places where you should separate things. Where you will separate things to keep yourself consistently holy and pure before God. Even though they've not sinned, these angels, and they are not sinning, is because God has already built them up with capacity. Are you listening to me? Good thoughts should be flowing. See, that is both done in their sanctuaries. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
What is sanctuary? Sanctuary is a sanctity place. Can you help me spell sanction? So it's the same way. So sanctuary is a place where things are being sanctioned. So when you say something is sanctioned, what does that mean? Things are evaluated and allowed to go further. So it is in the sanctuary. Sanctuary is of this angel. So one of them became untrue in his sanctuary. So he permitted some things. Are you getting me to? He never allowed his sanctuary to function. When those things are coming, those things should have, he wouldn't have sinned. God put a lot in him for him not to sin. But instead of arresting them, what happens? So he defiled there. He's at the multitude of his iniquity. Then by the iniquity of thy traffic, so you can see movement of thoughts. Therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, and shall devour thee. I will bring thee to ashes. Hallelujah. Upon the head and the side of all that behold thee. I don't know, are you blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Multitude of your, trafficking by the thy iniquity, by the multitude of thy iniquity, hallelujah, and by the iniquity of thy traffic. So even his traffic was on grounds of iniquity. So when he was trafficking, what was he trafficking? Iniquity. And he has defiled what, my brother? His sanctuary. So, sir, if his sanctuary was taken, the sanctuary of God would be helpless because he was staying in the sanctuary upon the holy mountain. And his job, tell me what was his job? The job of the high priest in the sanctuary. is to trim the lamb. So, Pastor, it's to make the priest in the holy place see. So the seraphim should be seeing the order of service. How to do service and accomplish service in the most in the holy place. So, Pastor, they suffered for a while. Some went within, some fought the darkness and stayed. That was only done by God. They have a will. They had the will, and God preserved them under Netusa, the oversight of the adversary. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I wonder what is the pressure that those stones of fire must have faced under him. They went through things. I hope I'm talking. Now, these are the season when Satan made some things. Sir, Satan made things here. He made certain things. So, one of the greatest things he made that was steadfast was death. Yes, sir. He died. When he died, son, what happened, sir? He died. Say that to me.
He died.
All of you. Do you say that?
He died.
Praise God. So he had death. Not so. And has had the power of death. What did I say, sir? So what Jesus did was to destroy him that has the power of death. Who is it? That is the devil. So the devil did evil. So when we say evil, he did evil to death and did something also, I say to death, and finished death well. He concluded death well. He perfected it. He finished the work called death. Amen. He gave death a victory. What did I say, sir?
He gave death.
All of us must shout it, I beg you.
He gave death.
If it's a lie, oh death, oh grave, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? So there was a victory. And it was recorded in the universe. And Bible, you know what? Why I love Bible? Bible doesn't shy away from what has happened. God is too holy. God is too holy. God did not deny death. When this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the immortality. Are you getting me? The saying that is written, death is swallowed up where? In the death can be swallowed up where? Can we say it again? Victory in the spirit. Victory means the hand and the conquering of anything, of a thing. So death is a thing. Death is a thing. Oh, death. That is a thing. Satan promoted death so well that he walked it. And the Bible says death is a victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God acknowledged the victory of death. If God never did, he won't send his son to come and destroy him that had the power of death. And death itself. Is it that is the devil? So evil, doing evil, is to do evil to a place of victory. I think we are getting along. Get evil done to a place of what, sir? Some people have victory in death. Pastor, if anybody use death and has victory in it, you're a king of hell. Abaddon. It means you have victory. You've got victory. Thank you, my Father. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say victory? I will sing unto the Lord a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. His right hand and his holy arm. What has done what, sir? Had gotten him the victory. Say that to me. His right hand and what, sir? What does that mean? His right hand. Say right hand. Shout it, every one of you.
Right hand.
Say it again.
Right hand.
And what again? And what has it done for him? So it's clear, right hand is the right hand of righteousness. Yes, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And his holy arm. Now this is hand. This is arm. So everything about the whole hand has gotten him the victory. I hope I'm communicating to you. Pastor, I hope I'm talking to you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What did I say? Yes. Who had believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So when we see, what he's just saying is that his everlasting strength has gotten him the victory. Outstretch arm. When you say, well, this is outstretched, this is an arm. But when you stretch the arm, what is that, sir? You are extending the whole hand from the shoulder. Can we shout hallelujah? I beg you.
Hallelujah.
I hope you're not tired of me this afternoon. I'm just following the Lord. I'm following the best way I know. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with his mighty hand. And with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs and with wonders. This is another kind of deliverance. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That was done to the Israelites. Hallelujah. But you see, the real victory is not for people. It's not a physical conquest. Victory is to have raise souls out of hell. That is death. Power of hell and death. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So let's go back. I said something about power of death. Not so. Death and his power. So that say it after me.
Death and his power.
You can trace that the power of death is the law. It has the strength of death is the law. Hallelujah. Sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law of death. Is the law of death. So if we can find the law of death and we annihilate it, death will expire. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
And but this is what it means. It means say amen.
Amen.
It means death is traceable to law. You can retrace death to law. Law to death. Law of sin and death. The word law means spirit. The spirit of sin and death. Or the spirit of death. There is a spirit called the spirit of death. Is the devil that has it. Is devil's spirit. So devil is using the spirit of death to kill and to destroy. Amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
There is a spirit that steals. Am I talking to you? Can we say that again?
There is a spirit that steals.
It's the wisdom of death. It's a thief. After he has stolen, then he will kill. Then later on, what will he do? He will destroy. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Destruction is the last spirit of death. The destruction is what's a last spirit of death. Amen.
Amen.
But it comes first as a thief that steals. So when you see him, he's a thief. Only. Only. He normally steals. Jesus is not a thief. Then he will kill. And to then he will destroy. I am come that men may have life. And they may have it what? More abundantly. Jesus is great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we shout
hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Can we shout
hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Can we shout
hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Now, death in itself is the opposite of promise. Promise is life. So promise has power. So there is a power of an endless life, which is the law of an endless life. So when we say law of an endless life, the law of an endless life begins with the law, covenant, testament, testimony. When it comes to a testimony, then what cometh, son? Then cometh the death or life. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
I'm not here. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So we can see that death too has, it has what? And what? And what again? And what again? Which is death cometh from testimony. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. So the end of it, hear me. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Say amen.
Amen.
So to every testament. Not so, sir. Say it again, every one of you. There is a life, not so, or prophecy. There is a death, or what, my brother, or prophecy. Say that to me. There is a death or prophecy. There is a life or prophecy. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Is anybody who is hearing?
Yes,
hallelujah. Look, okay, for the testimony, wherever testimonies there must also of necessity be the debt of the testator. Hallelujah. For the testimony of false when men are dead. The others will strength live all while the testator. No, no. Hallelujah. This is awesome. But there is something I'm saying. Are we getting it?
Yes,
what did I say? There is a debt. Say it after me. After testament. I want to say something. Can you see the journey of the church? From where? The church at large, our mind, we general church, our mind is still in Goshen. We're still where? Is it the mindset of an Egyptian? The mindset of who, sir? I beg you, if they have removed you from me, don't go back to Egypt. You hear the Bible say, don't go back to Egypt. What God is saying is that don't go back to Goshen. Don't go back to sin and death. Don't go back to Egypt. I will tell you an idea of Egypt. Okay, let me show you something that we have. Since you came into this life and you now need some training, challenges, you now say, no, before things were being given to me,
yes.
I was having my things, I was having my this, I was because of the present situation, like the Jewish said it.
Yes.
Are there no graves in Egypt? Are there no cucumber, carrots, garlics, onions? Amen. Garlic, cucumber, carrot, onions. Amen. CG, did you notice those fruit? Where did they get them from? You have to till the ground. A man, their shoots, you remove them, you uproot them from the soil where we bury human beings. So, is it that cucumber, onion, garlic mindset? Say amen.
Amen.
As a cliche.
Yes,
and the cliche is that what there is something around the cliche. I was better where I was coming from. Then I will return back. So you go and look for a church where they share garlic, cucumber, onions. Am I communicating to you? That is ongoing. No matter how beautiful the citadel is. Are you getting it? It can be a citadel of power. But when you go there, at times the things we share in our places are cucumber, garlic and onion. No, it's not a... Listen to me. When God has moved you, don't go back. But those who are there, leave them there. Time must not do. And God has planned for them. All of us used to be in Egypt. I was there too. To remove, beat that heart, mindset of Egyptian, of an Egyptian. It's not easy. There's an Egyptian ministry.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, what's the meaning of Goshenic, sir? Oh, Goshenic. It's a Goshenic. And that's true. The cucumber, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. Kai, oh Lord. My God. Cucumber, the melons. Look at all this fruit. Now our soul is dry away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. So beside this Christ message, Pastor, you know when we are teaching Christ, Just Christ, 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 Christ. Somebody, Christ is not the only New Testament. It's the, listen to me. Not knowing that. They say healing is there. That's why I say no. So, anybody who doesn't want to be moving, who doesn't want to move, that's you will stay here. How to make it alone. You can't preach. That's why pastors can't miss Christ and these things. Always this we will do if God permits. So when somebody says, okay, tell me the proof of what you are doing. Your message is not ministering. Is not need-oriented. The need is garlic, not manna. People don't like manna. But people like cucumber, melon, leeks, onions, and garlic. If you are going to investigate these things, these are revelatory. Each of these things you are seeing, they are what, my brother? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Father, we give you glory. Can we say amen?
Amen.
How many of you like this message this afternoon? I perceive God wants everybody to get something today. It's like I am being motioned to be slow, very slow motion, driving the message in a very slow manner. Praise God. So I was saying, so death, hallelujah. The greatest of evil is death. Now, death is more voluminous than body shedding is strength. Death is the revelation of all the departureness from God. Death is not what body commits. But death is what the effect of death is what body has. But death in itself is hid, is in the soul. I can commit sin, then I can commit death. Yes, not so, sir. Yes, sir. I can what? And what again? Shout it again. Say it again. All of you should say that, I beg you. So I can be a committer to death. All I want to do is to die. And I can commit his sins. Amen. There are two sins in great debt. Sins and iniquity. Then death cometh. So, sin is a transgression against the word. Iniquity is a transgression against the testimony. Then death cometh after. So for somebody to die, you must have done the two. Then you go on to dying. Pastor. So you must be a servant and a brother. Then what's that? And a prophet or a brother. So a servant and a prophet. And a prophet, when I'm a prophet with testimony, then a prophet of the word. Prophet of the test, of the prophecy, of the book. Prophesying the book of death. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to say that after me. Amen. So you can see people whose name is not in the Lamb's book of life. You wonder why? Let's see it. I saw a great throne, white, and him sat upon it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. There was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small, great, stand before God. And the books were open. Hallelujah. Angel of the Lord, thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I receive your assistance. I recognize. We recognize your ministry here. Ministry in spirit. I show. And another book was open. So on. Fulfet Satai. Elas Satai. Eli Satai. Esalaita. Eli Satai. Latai. Lasatai. Mesita. Sita light. A light. So lighter, a lighter, a lighter. Should I show light? That's a light. Amen. Amen.
Follow a light. Light in you with a great light. 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 I've come to lighten you with a great light.
Thank you.
With a great light.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Book. I bring light for book, I bring skill for book, I bring light, even to enlighten you with a great light, more light.
Thank you.
Of Eli. Eli light. Help. Bring cause you to find help.
Yes.
Advantage.
Yes.
Advantage. I've come for your advantage. I've come to bring advantage. I've come to bring advantage. Yay! Help from Jesus.
Can we shout hallelujah? How many of us are happy? So, the books were. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. The books were open. Not so. Hallelujah. Another book was open, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged after those things, which are written in these books. According to their works. Amen. and the sea gave up the dead which is in death, and hell delivered up their dead which were in them. They were judged, every man, according to their works. And then death and hell were cast where? Into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Say amen.
Amen.
This is what, sir? Can we shout hallelujah? So I showed you earlier on that Revelation 22 has three, three array segment divisions of different kind of servants, not so? The first, the servant of God. The second, the brethren with the testimony. Then the third, who are they? The prophets of prophecy. So prophecy cometh after testimony. Amen. So it's not everyone that has testimony that can have prophecy. Say amen. So the brethren who overcame the dragon did it by prophecy. Not so? Give me the verse before. I had a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of who? Say that to me. So they have brethren. Those who overcame the devil, overcome the dragon, were brethren. He was accusing them. But now he's cast them, which accused them before our God day and night. These are brethren who reach to the end of their journey. The end of pilgrim is the prophecy, the book itself. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Book of this prophecy. The book of this prophecy. Praise God. Can we say that after me?
The book of this prophecy.
Shout it again.
The book of this
say it again.
The book of this prophecy.
So, of course, those who have this prophetic gift, this being, are a brethren. Not so? Who are they? Of the book. They are a brethren of the book. So, they are a brethren beyond testimony. There is difference between the book and the testimony. So the testimony is the spirit of prophecy. So those who have, the brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, what do they have? The spirit of prophecy. Okay. Somebody has the spirit, it should be enough, but God said no. I want those who will have the prophecy. Pastor, is that not clear, sir? So it's clear. Jesus will help us. If you have the spirit of prophecy and you don't have the prophecy of this book, or you are keeping the sayings of the prophecy of this book, if you don't have that, you can't accompany with the brethren. Are you getting me? Of these pedigree, if you don't have the book. So blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now, those who will see Jesus are those who are keeping the sayings of this book. Meaning, the prophecy of this book will make you cite Jesus even at the coming of Jesus in this magnitude. Jesus will not just come. Jesus will come quickly. Amen. So it's not everybody that can see. So it would take the sayings to make you see him when he will come quickly. You can have testimony. You can't see him quickly. He will come, but you will not see him. He's gone. This is not the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. The speed with which you will receive, Pastor, the bridegroom here, there, the speed is very low. In fact, the bridegroom will come in his lowest speed into the sanctuary. That's why the bridegroom becomes like a fire to close behind the veil the last 5 that are coming. Within the time, are you listening to me? The bridegroom came into the sanctuary. The 5 were gone looking for oil in their vessels, because the one in the lantern will expire. Is that clear, Pastor? How many of us say amen?
Amen.
So they trim their lamps, say amen.
Amen.
So they will. There was a waiting in the sanctuary for a while. The waiting in the sanctuary connotes the time. I hope I'm talking to you. To transit. They waited. That was the season, and that was the time. God, say God.
God.
I want you to shout it, sir.
God.
Through the Lamb will accomplish sanctification upon the sons of the kingdom. He will purify them for entrance into the most holy. No, they will enter into the most holy. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And I feel and I perceive that they will still need the lantern at the beginning of the most holy, because there will still be some kind of darkness. By the materials that they will be introduced to, because they will be babes. They will be what, my brother? Who will need, are you getting me? The light that they brought from the sanctuary to feed on the milk that will give them ability to operate with light. They won't have light of the Most Holy. Not until they are able to choose.
Yes, sir.
So discernment means the impartation of light. When you have been able to use, you'll be able to use a light. You have come into a different realm where you're able to judge with a higher light. Or judging with your fullness to take a higher light. Because strong meat is light.
Yes, sir.
You need the light to assess the incorruptible seed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Is there anything? Have I said something there?
Yes, sir.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
And so those who are accepted in the Most Holy will use the light they brought in their vessel. When that light oil is finished, the oil makes them a baby in their vessel. Not so, my brother. Say that to me. All of you, can we shout it, sir? That oil is the fat storage. So when you give birth to a baby, up till some stage, you see in big fat, until it's growing, it's using up the fat. Are you getting me? After some time, when the fat eye expire, the muscles are developed. Am I talking to you? Then they will now be born of the incorruptible seed. They will now be able to use it. But they will need to expire the oil storage in their flesh that they brought from the sanctuary into the Most Holy. Do you agree with that, sir? So, amen. The oil is not just in their lanta, it's in their vessels. Both their soul and their body. The life that they had trapped. But they didn't have, the foolish one didn't have oil where? In their vessel. So who will give them the oil? Where will they get the oil? Oil sellers. Thank you, sir. So thank you so much. Go back to the prophets and the law. Hallelujah. Interpretation of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Go and go back to Christ teaching, Christ spirit. Amen.
Amen.
For you to have enough oil where? In your vessel. So that your lamp can what, sir? Can burn. Can we shout hallelujah? And you can trim your lamp can burn. So you can see there in the Most Holy. In that Most Holy, you may not be able, the light in the Most Holy will turn you blind. You don't have a retina for it. Sir? It's too much. So what happened? You depend upon what, sir? The lamb that you brought. But there is a provision of milk that can see. The light you brought can see in the Most Holy. Milk and honey shall he eat. When you have expired that, then you go further. Can we say amen?
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
This is Baba blessing. Father, we thank you. I'm taking it slowly. Amen. Then, there can never be a bat with the allocation of everlasting provisions, blessing the church with the abundance of bread, our blessing of provision. It will satisfy our poor with bread. So the bread there is the incorruptible word. Or incorruptible seed. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They will eat that and eat that until they are strong enough, sir, to come into where? To come and make covenant. So when they have taken the incorruptible seed, they have flesh.
Yes, sir.
They've produce flesh. Flesh has been ministered to them. When we say flesh is given to them, is God has given them the veil. The veil. Say the veil. Gwenga, stand up, my son. Look at Bragwenga. This is Bragwenga's veil. Everything about flesh is veiled. This is a veil. Not so?
Yes, sir.
Some, this one is veiling us from Gwenga's soul. Look at it. It talks, it smiles, it gist. You can fall in love with it. Me and say married. First of all, sought this to married the one inside. You can't marry a soul. Can you marry a soul? Am I it's you, it is through the veil you can perceive who the soul is.
Yes,
that's why most of the time God needs to help you to. Some of us, you see some, when you see some veil, hey, when some veil are moving, you can be veiled yourself. Shout hallelujah. Some of you, I know your language now. Thank God you have been redeemed for short language. Maybe a sister or one gag lady is moving. Oh, more. That is a veil. So, say that again, sir. What is moving, sir? A lady. Oh, more. Lincoln. Am I talking to you? That is a veil. He's a whiny. Along Okpari, she has even be you. As if God did not finish a work with others. Everybody shout, that's a type of a veil. That's a veil. So when they say you eat the bread, my bread is meat indeed. My bread is my flesh. You're actually eating the body as a building. When you are eating the veil, you are eating a building to its fullness from head to toe. That's what the word has to offer. Both inward flesh and outward flesh. Flesh should be prepared well to the finish. Are you getting me? So there are manifestations of different sides of God's word. Hallelujah. When you get to a place where the word is thorough, then you can now say the blood can go into the body. But there is no way. When you read the ministry of the blood, you now need water. You need water to wash the body. The body that is built, what do you need water? Pure water. This pure water is closer to the ministry of covenant. So when that blood enters into the body, hallelujah, it goes right in within the veil. Within. So you can't break through a veil except by the blood. So as blood is entering your system, you too, you are breaking through into the blood veil. Are you getting me? Veils, they in the most holy places. Do you agree with me?
Yes, sir.
Apart from the veil into the system, veils are upon the ark. So it means if the ark is covered with all the veils, are you listening? You still see some veils upon the ark. Then you need to remove those veils. But before you can remove those veils, you have to do all this process that I say. Your flesh will have been built. Then you can approach the Shekinah glory. So you don't come to the Shekinah presence without blood. Breaking into the presence of God is with blood of the Son of God. Then you come, that's when we say you have come into the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than Uzza. So the blood leads you to the testimony that is in the ark. So when you have testimony, say that to me.
Testimony.
Shout it, everyone.
When
I don't have prophecy, I have gone very far. I have gone very far. But there is still a completion of the work. There is still a completion of the work. The completion of the work is to be among the brethren that keep the sayings of the book. So there is the book. There is a book after testimony. Say that after, say it. There is a book after testing. Can we shout it, every one of you?
There is a book after testimony.
Say it again, every one of you.
There is a book after testimony.
Shout it, every one of you.
There is a
Yesterday, we were able to arrive at that and say, everything the book is saying is the spoken word of God, is the gift of God, the gift of word. Say that to me. Shout it, sir. Shout it, every one of you. All of us, to say that again. From God. This is order. From God to a testimony haver. The gift of word from God, of God to someone that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, this is it. Then said it unto me. Then said he unto me, see that thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, number one, a servant you serve. Hallelujah. On serving is building. The first service is building. Build with him. And after you have done that, you are. I'm of thy brethren, the prophet, that have the testimony. To have the testimony is also a discipline of the spirit. Like I said, testimony does not just occur one day. The law, the covenant, you hear the law for covenant. Then after covenant, you finally arrive at the place of what's a testimony. So what is the difference between covenant and testament? I want to show you. Covenant is what you caught to arrive at testament. So covenant, testament is a seated covenant, a done covenant. That's testament. Then testimony. Say it after me. Shout it, every one of you.
Testimony.
Say it after me.
Testimony.
Shout it.
Testimony.
Testimony is a spirit of prophecy. Is a spirit of prophecy. Then after the spirit of prophecy, we now have the book of prophecy. That's right. So it is clear, sir, my pastor, that it is God who ought to teach us how to prophesy. God must teach us how to prophesy. How? Why? Because how to prophesy cometh by understanding. That's how they give it. That's why it is called the revelation. Let's see it, every one of you. Chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. This is the revelation of which God to show unto his servants, which must shortly come to pass, sent, signified by his angel unto his servant John. John already had the record of the word of God and then the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, finally, this is what I want to say. The revelation they gave to John through the angel what the angel brought to John was the understanding, the revelation, the unveiling of the prophecy. So it was that was an addition to the church through John by the angel from Jesus that God gave the revelation to. So Jesus knew the revelation. He has it. God gave it to him. God gave Jesus this revelation. Say amen.
Amen.
When God gave Jesus this revelation, God taught Jesus how to speak. Yeah, you must have been speaking before. But this is different. This is the spoken word after testimony. Meaning those who have testimony, what they ought to be saying. So in other words, I came into covenant to learn how to talk. So the end result is to find what to be saying. God should put his word in my mouth. Say amen.
Amen.
Now you can see, hear me. This is a picture of revelation, of prophecy. John was brought near to an angel who had this little book in his hand. John went to pick it from his hand. The angel said, eat it. They brought it. Then eat it up. So Jesus too, what happened to him? Jesus ate it. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eat it up. Amen.
Amen.
So yesterday I showed to you that all those angels, even these angels, said it. This is an angel. You see, I am not just your kind who serves God. I have capacity more than that. I am also of your brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Not more than, not just that. I also have prophecy.
Yes, sir.
I am a keeper of the sayings of this book. So it means before man came, before Adam was formed, angels have a kind of the prophecy in their mouth. So they were speaking a word. So, say it again, sir. So what was spoken by angels was salvation. And it was steadfast. It means what they speak is who they are. Angels are saved more than Adam, the first Adam. Is there, you think, so are you telling me that Adam is safer than an angel? Who do you take angel to be? Is our nonsense, we have some kinds of beliefs outside the Bible. Some people cannot, I can see in the church, we don't even know them. We play down on them. Pastor, why is that without them, you can't find your route to salvation? Go and you can tell me this man is undermining the capacity of the Holy Ghost. It is their ministry.
Yeah.
Ask me why. Ask me why.
Why,
Pastor? Okay. I thought you wanted to say it to us. So why, sir? The why is that the present must go. They have to deliver to you the baton of continuity. You don't get me. They have to give to you the button and tell you that which is better has come. We that have held some type which is inferior, it's time to hand it off to you. We are giving it to you finally. Hold this salvation. Are they not all ministering spirits sent for to minister for them? Who shall be end? So it's not those who are praying for money. No. Yes. Pastor, those who shall be what? Say it again, sir. Meaning some people who inherit salvation. So salvation is not total. I mean, full. If prophecy is not involved. Daniel 9, 1 week, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy sins, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in what? Everlasting righteousness. To seal up the vision and prophecy. Then what happens now? To anoint the most holy. Say amen. Amen. So to seal up the vision and what my boss and prophecy. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All this vision and prophecy, three things are involved. The house, the vision of the house, which is the most holy. Then testimony. And then prophecy fully. Testimony. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Then to anoint what, sir? Most holy. So who is the most holy? Who are the most holy, sir? What is the most holy? Saints of the New Testament. Who will be the temple of God? So when they say the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, he's not talking about in terms of natural things. He's talking about the quality of temple. Not temple made with hands, but now human creature, beings with everlasting life. Moving into eternal life. Beings of everlasting and eternal life. Mobile temple. Beings. Not natural man. Perfect man. Temple of the sons of God. Brethren coming together to become an house of God. Can we shout hallelujah? So the first temple in the New Testament that will be very vivid to the place of manifestation is the company of man-child. It's the company of man-child that will sit on the throne. I have never had anybody predicted by the gospel that have sat on the throne in the book of Revelation. Except the man-child company. I don't know. Can we shout hallelujah? They will sit where? On the throne. And God told David, if your children, are you getting, shall keep my covenant, and my testimony that I shall teach them. They are children also. We what? So when he said covenant, he said, so teaching of the testimony is taking it from testimony to the book. That is the teaching. Hallelujah. So it means teaching there is God who will teach you how to talk, how to prophesy. So giving, teaching me covenant. It was a teaching me covenant. Hallelujah. I said, teaching me the covenant and the testimony entails life. And me having life. Are you getting me? Life. Life. Covenant in the arena of testament, covenant. This is covenant in the nature, is in the covenant in the realm of blood. In the realm of blood. Covenant is a partial life. Testimony is a full life for prophecy. So God is saying, you don't have, you won't have the victory until you are speaking. Until you can prophesy. So God will teach you how to prophesy. God will place prophecy in your mouth. You see, I will give you a mouth that the adversary cannot gainsay or resist. You see, the mouth. Mouth should be talking. I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which all your adversary shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. No matter all the adversary, including the devil, a mouth. Say a mouth. Don't you see the final strength of the Antichrist is that they gave him a mouth. So let's see it. So let's see. There was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blaspheming. And power was given unto him to continue for 42 months. So it's clear this is 3.5 months. This is what my pastor said. So he was prophesying. So what was that mouth doing? It was hacking men down, cutting men dead to death. And he was overcoming some saint by that mouth. Who gave him the mouth? Satan. So it means Satan has mouth. So there was a day, there was a display. How many of you want me to describe to you the display? There was a display, there was a problem one time. Body of Moses was left on earth. The devil came. Moses came. Are you getting me? Devil wanted the body. God told Moses, Michael, go and bring the body. So when God wants to get something, the devil can't take it from him. Can you ask me what was happening that day? Mouth to mouth. Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. His prophecy against prophecy. His mouth to mouth. They were both talking. Are you getting me? Does not bring in against him, what's a railing accusation, but said, what's a? Can you tell me what the devil was doing with his mouth? He was saying some things. And Michael too was what, my brother? Sir? Then, sir. I love the word railing accusation. Who brought accusation? Railing. On who, sir? on Michael concerning Moses. But Michael was something Michael had. Meekness. He had life to resist the adversary. He does not bring, he does not react in the way the devil wants him to. If he reacts according to devil order, he has gone to the side of the devil. But thank God for the testimony in angels and the prophecy in their mouth. He disputed. Disputed. What is disputed? Disagreement. Conflict of words. So it wasn't a small place. He's not just talking. So what he said, the last word was the Lord rebuked thee. But can I say something to you? He must have been. They said something. They were disputing. Contending. So what was the devil talking? Victory. Was saying victory over bodies. And Moses, you know Michael has trumpet. Hallelujah. Somewhere I feel that the book has a link to pipe. It's a piper. So trumpets were talking to each other. Both what's the trumpet were talking. They were colliding. Somebody was talking. Another person was talking. Devil will bring his own accusation. Why Moses' body should be left here? So then if Michael does not have things in the book, he won't have enough argument against what my pastor. It's not, this is what happened. That's not how they are saying it. It's oraculous. So when Satan couldn't say anything anymore, he got angry and started accusing Michael. He got angry. Because he really wanted the body of Moses. In fact, he has worked enough for it. Yeah, he worked for it. All those wahala Moses was having was the one. He was the one. All those temptations, Moses, instead of speaking to the rock, Moses was striking. He should have moved from rod to mouth. He was promoted by God. Baba, God help me. When God places you in a place of mouth, stay there. Authority of the mouth. Stay there. Help me, Lord. Help me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And he shall bring forth water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so that thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. But what did he do, Pastor? This is Numbers chapter 20. And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly. And the rock answered. But what happened, sir? And water came out. You can do something with obedience, and answer can come. Yet it's only God who knows you have disobeyed him. So answer does not validate approval. So you can say results. It's not because, okay, you built a church, 1 million are filling it. It's not the result. is God's people. He will always do something for his people. It's you who have not gained. Amen. Hallelujah. When did Moses first struck the water? The rock. Who remember? If you can help me find it. There wasn't any rock water in Exodus. Was there? And I will, in Exodus 7:76, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come forth water out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. This was the first time. But in Numbers, I'm not thinking it's the same place. So this rock is not the same rock. This is a rock you can smite. That is a rock you speak to. Because the rock was following them. For following them, it means, you know, Christ is from one Christ dimension. It's from one glory to another. Maybe when he struck the foundational rock. But there he's supposed to, that was a precious cornerstone. In the book of Numbers. Not so, sir. Speak to it. This is Numbers chapter 20. Two chapters, a chapter after. It is so, isn't it, sir? Thank you so much. So it's not the same place. This one is the second wilderness. The wilderness of Zin. This is the wilderness of Sinai. The other is where? Wilderness of Zin. There should be another rock there. This one is the faith rock. The other should be which rock, sir? Maybe Zin. There is Paran, there is Zin, and there is Sin. Three wildernesses, faith, hope, and charity. Thank you so much. God will bless you. Amen. Is anybody who is blessed today?
Yes,
Father, I want to say thank you.
Thank you,
how many of you believe in prophecy? You believe that you prophesy?
Yes.
Praise God, finally. Father, I thank you. Amen. So like I said, the book is the victory over death. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And what, sir? They had word of their testimony. So there is what is called the word of their power. Power. Are you seeing that, Pastor? Say it again. The word of their testimony. And they love not their lives. Where? Unto the death. So they have testimony. Amen.
Amen.
Then God now gave them victory, which is the word. Victory. Say victory.
Victory.
Say it again.
Victory.
Shout it. Is it God giveth us the victory? If God is not giving you victory, God has to give Jesus victory.
Yes,
sir. If God is not giving victory to us, we will not be able to say we have overcome the dragon. Now, the victory of the dragon is that I have been able to perpetuate evil. That my life is their life. And it's not easy to awaken us from all the slumbers. We are you getting me, sir? Of death easily. It's not easily. We had the language change. If you touch it, when they touch a man, everything about my life is gone. What Satan created as life is what you will profess. Profession, even ministry, church can what, pastor? Flocks can be your life. You have to be careful with it. If not, you can be unholy by it. You don't own the flock, so. At times, leave them alone. Or when pastors are fighting over flock, please don't take part. So, don't take part in warfare of flock. Satan knows that thing. He knows it. He knows how shepherd can be attached to flock. He looks at the things you are doing the most and then he can make it your life. Satan knows how to work out life from anything. So when somebody is free, you have to be like Jesus. Free like after resurrection. The Father said he should come up. He didn't hesitate. Jesus in heaven Jesus has to be above temptation. Because Jesus has book. He won't look at 10 million congregations and say, okay, let me come and take it over from heaven from now. We should be detached from any ties. When a heart is severing flock from people, let it be pure. I love Pastor Dimeji. He wants to protect you. That was it. I know him. I know you. It's not easy. When you lay down your life for flocks, I know. When the thing is getting near struggle, I will leave the flock for you. I will go ejeko lo ejeko ma lo sibe ejo tin lo. Ejo ma lo ma ejeko ma lo. Agbodo we must not fight on flock. Will betide me. I won't fight. I will not. It's not possible. Me, I'm escaping. I'm what? I want to be positioned very well in the hand of the master. I want a place in his hand as a star. Am I communicating to you? That's my ambition. Because when I'm in his hands, I can be closer to the throne.
Yes, sir.
And that's one thing the Lord deals with, that order in my soul. He said, don't offend here. Don't what, sir? Offend here. I won't say what the Lord said to me. It's not, it's for me. But me, this is what the Lord spoke things to me. Spoke something to me. Pure, to be pure. He said, I should trust him. Trust me completely. It's not easily done. Because of the adversary. Pastor, you know Satan took flock from heaven. Did God fight him? When some people are living lost, are we supposed to fight them? I'm going to any church. God bless you. I'll be praying for you. The Lord will keep you there. And the Lord will prosper you. We should not even be angry with them. Oh. Praise the Lord. That we should have that holy detachment when a flock is making up his mind to move. You know, at times, Satan can convince a flock and speak against you in behalf of a flock. I've seen things small. A girl that normally in those days that will hug me and almost sleep on my body. One day I was preaching, she was doing a high like this. They pumped her. Satan has, you know, it's the issue of brethren. That's the suffering. My wife told me, is it that's what they call suffering with him? Mommy told me some days ago, is it, sweetheart, that's what is called suffering with him. We are going to suffer with him, even though we are blackmailed. The Lord will cause this church to speak. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, there's a prophetic spirit that will come upon this company.
Amen.
We'll begin to cause people to speak.
Amen.
We'll not just cause people to have the word,
Amen.
Have the testimony,
Amen.
But also cause them to speak.
Amen.
You see what Jesus came into? He was able to speak. Jesus, that word is not letter. That word is a spirit. It's called the word of his power. Say that again, sir. It's moving with, it is that word that holds all things. All things. When I'm saying all things, it's not necessarily, there are many, many kinds of all things. All things concerning knowledge, all things concerning word, all things concerning covenant. All things of testimony, all things of what's up. But I'm talking about all things. Say all things. Both softwares and hardwares. Planets. Of the planets to come. The worlds to come. Those are all things. That word, sir, is what holds them. That word is the key to all things. You get me, sir? Say it, son. That word is the word that will cast Satan into lake and watch him burn. It's the same word. The word that will judge his adversary. It is called the word of his power. The word, all things control all the colony of angels having it. That word is an heirloom of God. Are you getting things as old? Jesus is the one who is holding it alone, but they want to share it with brethren. They want to share it with the brethren. 10,000 of his saint. Pastor, I am wondering why will the Lord not leap saint in the first century? Why that one for 4,000? Not at the, that was the best time to get there. But God didn't. God did not. He put the one for 4,000. At the end. So that it will be a clear show of victory. Not when they are strong. I God. So that it will beat Satan's imagination. Where we are, it's an impossible place to the throne. Nigeria. Imagine Nigeria. God now took Nigeria, a very useless place, started building this type of thing in Nigeria. Now the thing is spreading. It's going to spread, though.
Amen.
I used to think, I said, God, all these African nations, will they be able to obey this thing? He said, God was laughing. Let me finish with you. You see Sudanese inside this thing.
Amen.
You see Kenyans, amen. Zambians. I've seen them in Trikubot. We are going to see them many.
Amen.
So when you say many, just don't think about your topology. We are going to have 144,000, but we are going to go beyond that. This company is going to be in millions.
Amen.
The company of the woman that gave birth to the child. And then the remnant of the seed. We don't know their number. We don't know their number. And I can tell you, is not. I don't believe that remnant of the seed is lesser in number than the firstborn. So firstborn is always smaller than the rest of the number. So if firstborn is 144,000, what of the remainings are? Then what of the company of the woman that was taken into the wilderness? Those are behind the firstborn. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. Aonte, you may fine isieno moroyaka ai omi ya yo ye yo asayo mu yo da ya mi ye yo de. Ayada ya muda ya da, iyo ya mi o ye yo mi, iya ye o cha o la da ya o ye o ba mi se le, ye o la cha cha o ye o ye ya ya mi da, imuda ele o cha ya o nde o ye o de. Ada, o mula la o mi ni da da o ande ayala da eda la ayala da ye de o da ni o che o ye ye mi ida anla da da ida o de ni aja ye o ni te mi. Na yo se mi o a o cho yo mi o ye mi o se ye mi o ye mi ya o yo ye mi o ala dani mi de o ye da ni a e de o e ayo mi de ye mi aye o ye mi aye o ye mi aye o aye ye mi de ye mi aye o ye mi aye ye mi aye o aje ye 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 mi aye ye mi o ye ye ye. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, me, oh yeah, me. Ay, ay, me, oh, she, me, oh. Ay, ay, che, re, che, me, ete, che. Ay, che, me, sho, le, oh. Ole, mushole le, mushole le o, mushole le, adi shole le, ashele le o, ashele le. Ire o, ire o, ire o, ire o, ire, ire o, ashele o le, mo jele le o, ire, ire mi, ire ni, ire i, ire i, ire. Trumpet.
Thank you, Lord. I in the menunga, the menuania. Na 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 da la da 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 da.
My word.
For that which seems difficult in the eyes of man, for that which looks impossible,
yes,
even concerning prophecies of the times of the end,
yes,
be made possible,
yes, sir,
in the seasons of my word,
yes.
My word, the book, book,
yeah,
book, 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 book.
Thank you, Father.
Moeti book.
Oh my God.
Eat my book.
Yes, sir.
It eats the book.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Eat book.
Yes, to fulfill your note.
Eats the book. Eat book. Eat book. Eat book. Eat book. Eat book. Power. 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 Power.
Fruta. Fruta.
Power.
Fruta. The yellow corn. Tends to.
Performance. Book. Book.
Carter.
Trigger fulfillment book. It's the book. In the book. The book. My word. My word. My word. My word. For this book. For the book of this word. For the word of this book. For the sayings of this book. For the prophecies in this book will bring forth the man-child company. It's the prophecies. Yeah, Carl, then you need to eat the book.
Yes, sir.
Book. To eat the book. To eat the book.
Yes, yes, yeah.
It is in the eating of the book.
Okay.
For the prophecy.
This is okay.
Call forth. Man, child, company. The prophecy that ought to be prophesied. Before tongues, tribes, people. Nation is the book. Nigeria. 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 Nigeria, Nigeria, for book, for the book, Nigeria, Nigeria, take the book, stay here, it's the book, Nigeria, Nigeria, for book, 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 for this book. Purpose for the book. Book for nations. Book for peoples, for tongues. Book to bring forth from corners of the earth. And child company, remnant of the seed company, even the bride of Nigeria, yo, yeah, yo, yeah, Nigeria, for the book, okay, take book, I give book. The book, my word, prophet, you be prophet of this book. Prophet of the book, this book. Papa! Purpose! Purpose! Sovereign of the nation. You prophet of the book, this book. Prophesy this book. Meant to prophesy the book. To prophesy the book. Prophesy the book. Prophet to see the book. Prophet to know the book. Prophet to take the book. Eat the book. Eat the book. Eat for many. Eat what many should eat. Book. You be book. You become called to book. You've been called to eat the book. Eat the book. Jesus' book, my book, this word, Jesus' word, its book, prophet, prophesied the book, the showing going, hey, come, go, come, going on, shine, go, come. Ngenonge indu fufu puka paka na book. Funandu nendi ni nandi nendi. Indi nendi. Indi nendi. Indi end. Eat the end. Eat it. Michael. Book. Is gubanguenga ku book. Ningin book. Indian ya book. Is so book. He is committed even from Jesus to ensuring you see the book, you know the book, you goggle you to know the book, to take the book, and to eat the book. Eat, prophesy, prophet of Jesus. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, go, okay. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Tosi, the last interpretation, then we're going to the communion street. Guys, presence is here. Presence is not perceived.
Shumana paprabana kaputeshtava kabata. Abudoglu flekanem rekatemene ko bushubini akabaka. Jinaman kronvre katemene kayu kalia patovi lo satane. Zenemok yakoveko kateni akobako. Zenemakli akobrotia. Zepuako tepia kopia kotelia kopiastia postia kapatia. Postia castia copostia capasta. Coposta capasta pania capasta caposte. Posta pasta poste. Aposto posto posto. Pasta pasto posto posto le papla catobre. Ebrosca dablia cambrofligania capate. Jecla profle capatua caposto. Apostolic blessing. Apostolic blessing.
Yes, sir.
I've brought you apostolic blessing.
Yes.
Even the blessing of an apostle rest with you.
Yes.
It's resting with you.
Yes.
It is resting with you.
Mm.
It is a dawn walk.
Mm.
It is a dawn walk.
Mm.
It is a dawn walk.
Mm.
Portions.
Yes.
Portions.
Yes.
Portions of life. Portions.
Mm.
Portions. Victory portions. Victor's portion.
Victor's.
Victor's portion.
Yeah.
For you have Victor's portion.
Yes.
You now have
victor's portion.
Yeah.
Even the portion of those who should come into full victory.
Yes.
Full complete victory.
Yeah.
Total and full victory.
Uh-huh.
You have come up to a plane. You have been brought up to a plane. You have been brought to a plane. A plane of blessing.
Yeah.
A plane where you can sight even the land.
Mm.
Even the land of the book.
Hmm.
Even the land of the book.
Yeah.
Yes, you are well positioned.
Yeah.
You are well positioned.
Yeah.
Even are the people who should look towards the land of the book.
Mm.
The land of the book. Ebitos kabarata is an apostolic blessing.
Mm.
Baba's blessing. Baba's blessing. Mm. And it would yet grow.
Hmm.
It would yet grow.
Hmm.
It will yet grow.
Hmm.
It will yet grow.
Mm.
I will bring more. I will bring more and more portions until you come into full. Full. I call you blessed. I call you blessed. The Father call you blessed, says the Spirit of God.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.